This is CPR
News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Community members met finalists for Denver's top law enforcement watchdog position this week. Lizabeth Perez Castle has spent 34 years as a public defender in Metro Denver before opening a private practice. She says she wants more collaboration between law enforcement and marginalized communities.
We're different in background, and that is all part of how law enforcement views us and how they need to learn about the community in order to best support them.
Mary Oppler is also up for the post. She says one of her goals is to have more transparency. Denver's independent monitor position has been vacant for nearly 2 years. No hire date has been set. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management has proposed new, tougher rules designed to reduce the release of methane from oil and gas drilling on public land. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
The rules would apply to oil and gas companies operating on federally managed public or tribal land. They would mandate companies upgrade oil field equipment to prevent methane releases and require them to submit plans to minimize waste and detect and repair leaks of the potent planet-warming gas. The rules would also place new limits on flaring, the process of burning off excess natural gas at well sites. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
House Republicans have selected Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert to serve on the Republican Policy Committee for the next Congress. The committee is made up of nearly 24 Republicans and provides a forum to discuss legislative priorities. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.